Time to have a chat to Tony McAvoy now. How are you, Tone?
Yeah, good morning, Michael.
Great to see we get Lumicon at a very nice midweek meeting. These Sandown meetings on the eve of the Spring Carnival have a habit of producing some smart horses, and I guess you had no option but to take a Lumicon back there after what was a disappointing day at Flemington a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, things didn't go our way that day. So, look, the horse has taken no harm from it, Michael, so it's still the same grade of race. It was a benchmark 70 at Flemington, a very strong one, and today is got a lot of strength about it as well.
You've had a change of jockey, obviously. Craig Williams jumps on now as well from barrier 14. What will he be doing today?
Well, if you know Craig like I know Craig, you'd have to ask Craig. I'll have my thoughts, but whether I'll have much say in it. But look, Craig's a high-class rider, and he'll just have to work it out, what he's going to do from out there. But, you know, he does his form very well, and he walks the tracks. So hopefully we're in good hands.
He's going as well as what he was before Flemington, do you think, on the track?
Oh, yeah. No, he's very well. I haven't done much with him, Michael. He's a pretty fit horse now. But he's telling me that he's right and well. And it was only 10 days ago, of course. So his fitness is no problems.
You've got an interesting runner in race three, Hikea, who comes across from Balaclava. One as favourite there. Steps up in class. But you've got an opinion of this filly?
Look, I have, Michael. Her form lines read very strong. She was finishing strong to run third behind Longleaf in Adelaide. Then she came across and went to Sandown and got beat head-to-head to run third and was very strong on the line, and we felt that she would have won again in another couple of strides. And I turned her out and gave her a break. She's come back really well, and I thought her win at Gawler was really strong. She sat three wide facing the breeze, didn't have many favours, and put the race to bed pretty quickly. So I'm very happy to have her back, and she certainly is good enough to win in this grade, for sure.
And Jackson's trying to get fit after a long, long time on the sidelines. After two runs back, where do you think he is?
Yeah, look, I'm hoping he's improved. His two runs have been disappointing, Michael. I know he's had a long layoff, but I gave him a long preparation into those two runs, and I did expect better. So I've put the blinkers on today, hoping to see some improvement.
Got a couple over at Balaclava. Have you got a winner there?
Yeah, they look very well placed, and I go to Balak with a bit of confidence these days. Diver's a nice horse. He ran in a very strong Blue Diamond preview, and he's done well and come on a bit, so he looks very well placed in a maiden. And Fleeting Feeling's been racing very poorly her last couple of starts. I cannot put my finger on why that is. And so she's got blinkers on today and right back in class. So I would give them strong consideration today.
You must have been happy with the piece of work from Haydock yesterday at the Valley. From all reports, he flew around the track.
He did. He loves it there, Michael, and he needed a good, strong piece of work. And so I said to Luke, don't fight him today like he was forced to at Sandown. I said, let him run and have some fun, and he certainly did that.
He'll resume in the car line on Saturday. He sounds like he's back to his best. What are you expecting on Saturday?
Yeah, look, I'm expecting him to be really competitive. He's got to prove to me that 1,000 metres is the right trip for him. But this will tell me coming into Saturday if he's fast enough to run in a Moyer Stakes next run. So otherwise we'll go up to 1,200s. But look, the horse is great, Michael. Everything's pointing in the right direction, and with his affinity for Moonee Valley, I wouldn't be disregarding his chances on Saturday.
How'd Sunlight come through that great win in the Quizette?
Brilliant. Absolutely bouncing like she does. Strenuous exercise stimulates her, and she could run again this week if there was a race.
So where will we see her next?
Look, probably the Dane Hill. I've got her in the Atlantic Jewel at Moonee Valley. That's 3 weeks from when she ran. Or the Dane Hill down the straight against the boys. So they're the two options at this stage, and we'll make up our mind as we get closer.
And Uhud, nothing seems to go right for this filly. The way the track was racing, she didn't have much of a hope on Saturday. What do you make of her run in the Silver Shadow?
Yeah, I think you've summed it up. It was a pass mark, Michael. It was a pass mark, but her luck will come one day soon, I hope. So she's come through it really well. She's very bright this morning, cantering around at Warwick Farm. So she's taken no harm at all, and she'll only get better.
All right, Tone, thanks for the update. Good luck today at Sandown.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. All the best.
Tony McAvoy.